Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed. In the sugya of Shuni Gavoi, which begins earlier in the Chav Tesma Beitz towards the bottom, the Machzik claims that Minoch Zavinte, I bought the field from the Marakama, V'ochlishne Chazoka. The Marakama claims, Ano Bishchuni Gavoi Havoi. And the Rishbam explains that the Marakama Tainas, he was Bechador Mapnimim Hois Ikedir Rossi. The Ikedir that I had was in the inner rooms. Vayisi Oiver Derech Olecho. And I would pass by you with, in the place where you were Magzik in the outer rooms. Umishtamish Imcho Bebayes Achitzin Shedar Toboy. And I was Mishtamish with you in the outer rooms that you were living in Birshusi Ulekach Loi Mochisi. It's clear from the Rishbam that the reason why the Marakama claims that he has no chazaka is because he passed by, he lived together with the machzik. But if it's yadua lanu, if it's clear to us that he was taka erev derech achitzain, the halacha for sure would be that the machzik does not have a chazaka. The machlekes in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Nachman is who has to prove that the Marakama was in the beis ha-pnimi and the chadarim ha-pnimiim to say that it blibes that there is no chazaka. According to Rav Nachman, the machzik has to prove it, zil berach iloscha, and according to Rava, the marakam has to prove that there is no chazaka, midin amoitzim chaveir olavaraya. The Tosa Rosh and Tosa and the Rosh also medayik like that, that the reason why there is no chazaka is the time tad is no chazaka is only because he claims that he was oiv derech achitzin. And the machlek is Rav Nachman is only who has to bring that raya. The Ramban asks on the Pirsh Rashbam that why should it be that he should lose his chazaka if the marakama was in the beis achitzain that he was mishtamish in beis achitzain? Isn't it normal that a person would sell the beis achitzain to somebody and still be mishayir for himself for the derech? He mishayir himself. He's the pnimi. He's the one who lives inside. He needs a derech to be able to go outside. And since Lamaisa, the machzik, is living in the outside rooms by himself, why isn't that considered a proper chazaka for the machzik? The Raj and the Ritvo also asks this kasha on the Pirush Rashbam. The Ritva says that maybe here we're talking about he had a derech mitzad acher, and since he had a different way to go through, and he was still over derech zu, that would be considered a macho. But from Tosis Rid, another Rishayim is Mavur, that even if he did not have a derech mitzad acher, it helps the Avoras derech to mevatel l'chazaka. And then the Rishayim are asking that why is that a reason to be mevatel l'chazaka? Why can't it be that the machzik taka has a proper chazaka in the chedar machitzainim, and the bailim, the marakama, he left himself a path to be able to go through the derech, through the chedar machitzainim. Now the Achrayim take clear in the Lashon of the Rashbam that says Vayisi Oiver Derech Olecha Umishtamish Imcha Beis Achitzain. Does it mean that besides that the Marakama had Derech, he also was Mishtamish with the Machzik in the outer rooms, or does it mean that he only was Oiver Derech Olecha? And the Lashon of the Rashbam Mishtamish is because the Rashbam is referring to the Oiver Derech Olecha as a Hishtamshus. The Sma in Simin Kuf Mem Siv Kotin Yutes says from the Lashon Rashbam is Mashma that he was the Marakam was Oiver Derech Olav and also be Mishtamish with him. But from the Rishayim that we just quoted earlier that asked in the Rashbam's Mevor that they understood that the Rashbam was just saying that the Marakama was Oiver Olav, but he was not actually be Mishtamish because they asked from somebody who's mocher bias and shayer derech, he could have a chazaka. Over here also the machzik should be able to have a chazaka, although the marakama leaves for himself a derech. Also, when they bring the Lashon Rashbam, they leave out the words umishtamish imcha. The Sma himself says that from the Lashon Rishayim that understood the Rashbam, the Rishayim understood the Rashbam, that he was only avaras derech ba'alma. The Bach in Tshuva and Simon Zion says, then the oifen that he was dar and mishtamish imoy, the Rishayim taka would be moida that there's no chazaka. The Rishayim, the Ramban, and the other Rishayim that ask on the Rashbam, it's only because they understood that the Marakama is not being dar imoy bebeyes achitzain. He only has a derech. He's only being mavir derech. He's only going through it, and therefore they ask that should not be mevatel the chazaka. The Mordechai in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Gimel brings b'shem Rabbeinu Meir the tshuva that Shchuni Gavoi means that he said Ayisi Mishtamish b'chol habayis hachitzain b'chol mokim shayisi chafetz l'shtamish, wherever I wanted him Mishtamish in the outer rooms,
Uchshayinu boy mani v'atam, when we both came the shtamish to use the outer rooms, you would be pushed away from me, meaning I had the upper hand. And since I was the one who was the shtamish more than you, therefore I was not choshish to make a macha. From the Mordechai, that only in the case where the Iker Shimush is to the Baal, to the Morakama, and the Machzik is Nidche Mipanov, that's where there's no Chazaka for the Machzik. But if they were living together in a house, they would taka be a Chazaka. In summary, it comes out, L'chaira, that there are three Shittas. The Shittas of Rashbam is that even Havaras Derech alone is of the Morakama, is Mavatal the Chazaka of the Machzik. The sheet of the Ramban and the other Rishayim is that Avaras Derech is not Mevatel Chazaka, and that's their question on the Rishbam. But of course, they agree that if he was Mishtamish with the Machzik together, then there's no Chazaka, even if they only were Mishtamish equally, and not the Marakama's Mishtamish more. And according to the Mordechai, the only time we would say there's no Chazaka for the Machzik is only if the Iker Shimush was for the Baal, was for the Marakama. Then the Machzik has no Chazaka. If you look at the Ramon, Simon Kuf Mem, Sif Yud Gimel, the Ramon only brings down two shittas. He first brings the shita of the Rashbam and Toisvis, the Havaras Derech alone is Mevatel HaChazaka. And then he brings B'Sheni Muki Yosef and the Mordechai, they hold that it's not Mevatel HaChazaka unless he could say that he's Mishtamish together, more than the Machzik, which is Mashmi, understood that the Rishonim held like the Mordechai. What would be the halacha if the Machzik Tainas that they were shutvin and he still was living in the field as a shutif? Can a shutif have a din chazaka neged a morakama? The Bach in the tshuva that we quoted before in Simon Zion says it's mukhav from al sugi according to the Rashbam that wherever the Machzik is mishtamish in a bias or a soda together with the bailim, it's not a chazaka. And even if he tainas that he was kind of a chalik of this bias or chalik of this soda b'shutvis, he does not have a chazaka. V'horayik, because in our sugya, the Machzik is not claiming that he owns the Chador Mapimim. He only owns the Chador Machitzoinim. And although the Marakam was mishtamish with him, he still has a chazaka. The Bach is moisif that it helps Cheskes Tashmishin when you're Machzik to mishtamish in Chotzer Haveri. That's only if you're Machzik in a Mokim Mesuyim in the Chotzer. But otherwise, there is takeno chazaka. Because since the Baalim is also being mishtamish with you, there's no din chazaka b'shutfis. The Ktzois and Simon Kuf Mem Sif Kotten Gimel asks on the Bach from the Rosh earlier in Navav Med Aleph. The Rosh says that if a person is machzik to be soimich his kairos, his beams on kaisel chaveroi, and then afterwards the kaisel fell down, the machzik has a schus in the avonim in the stones, because we say he probably was kind of half of the kaisel from the other neighbor, from the partner that in the kaisel, that should be his completely. The chayr over there, when the kaisel was standing, they're both using it equally, and they both were mishtamish in the kaisel. And still we say that he has a chazaka, for niketaina, that he bought from him half of the kaisel. L'chaira, according to the way the Bach is saying, there's no chazaka when they are shutfim. In this case also, how can he establish a chazaka? The Ktzais also asks from the case that it helps chazaka and chalainais on windows, on to be machzik, on the usage of somebody else's airspace. Machar the Baalim was also mishtamish in Avir Chatzerei. At the same time, you're being mishtamish with your chalainais. How can you have a din chazaka with your chalainais according to the sheet of the Bach that when there are shutvim, one cannot have a chazaka against on the other? So the Ktzais says, therefore, we have to be mechal between the case of Shchuni Gavoi and every chazaka b'shutvis. Shchuni Gavoi, that the Machzik Tainas, he was kind of the guf hakarka, the actual bias that it should be his, and at the same time the Bailam has a yad in his chazaka with Rishis Aregel and the guf hakarka, that has a din like a macho on the chazaka of the Machzik. And the reason in our sugya that the Morakama is a good taina, and that you don't have a chazaka, is because it's as if he was meichel with the fact that he walked through your karka. You claim you bought the house, it's yours, and I say that since I walked through, that was like my macha, and therefore you don't have a chazaka. But that's not a riot to a case of shutfin, because by shutfin, each one is mishtamish in his own chelik, and he's not mishtamish in the chelik of his friend at all. The Ran is basing this, the Ktzois, on the Ran Nedorim, in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev that holds Yesh Breira, and whenever there are two partners, each one owns a specific half completely. And when he is using the field, or chotzer, or house, he is using his own half. And we say yesh breira, that the part that he's being mishtamish in is the part that actually belongs to him. So since each shutif is really being mishtamish in his own chelik, in that which he actually owns, and not b'shal chaveroi, so the Baal have no tfisas yad in the part of the shutif that's being machzik. And therefore, one shutif can have a chazaka. And that will be also the case by cheskas tashmishin. Mashenke mashchuni gavoi, with the machzik tainas in the gufa karka that it's his, and the bialim's mishtamish in the karka of the machzik, so that is a steer to the chazaka of the machzik. Again, cheskas tashmishin, even something which is not misuim, would be possible to have a chazaka, just like by shutfim. Even though the bialim is also mishtamish, but he's not being mishtamish in the part of the machzik, because whatever the machzik has, it's inspired that is his chelik. The gufa karka is his, and the machzik is only kind of the part which he's actually using. That belongs to him. And that would answer the raya of the Bach from our sugya, not like the Bach. The Nesivis and Sif Cotton Yotes understood that the Kavanah of the Ketzoyis HaChoshin is that if the Magzik Tainas, that he was kind of the whole bias, and the Bialim does not have Rishus to go through there, so therefore the Avoras Derech of the Ma'ar of the Barakam is Mevatlas Chazaka. But if the Magzik Tainas, that he's a Shutif with the Marikama, or he gave him permission for Drisus HaRegel, then it is a Chazaka. So therefore, the Nesivis asks that the Rishonim asked in the Rishbam we mentioned earlier that if you sell the karka and you leave over a derech for yourself, then it's normal to do such a thing. And how could it be therefore a machol? It's normal for him to give him, sell him the outer rooms, and to also leave for himself a way to get through. But according to the Ktzais, it's not a kasha, because in this case, the machzik tain is that he gave him a derech, so be'emes yitak, it does have chazaka. So if he does have chazaka, what are the Rishonim asking on the Rishbam? It's only in a case where the machzik says he has no right to be there. But if he doesn't, if the Baal was no rishus, lav risham, then davar is derech mevatel the chazaka. But if he has rishus, then it's not mevatel his chazaka. Since before that the Rishonim understood, according to the Rishbam, that even in such a case, we give him rishus, he has chazaka. That's not like the Ktzais. But L'chaira, we could say that really the Ketzois was the meaning of the Ketzois is a little bit different than the way the Nesivis understood him. In the words of the Ketzois, it's mashmur that it's not dependent on whether he tainas that the Ma'ar, the Marakam, had reshus to mishtamish with him or not. It's totally if he tainas ha-marzik, the Marakam is mishtamish in his land or in the Marakama's land. If the marzik claims that the Gufa Karka is his completely, so even if he's moida that the Ma'ar had a shivat and a schus to mishtamish lavoris derech, it's still a steer to his chazaka. But since the Ma'ar is nichnas in the field of the marzik, that ruins the chazaka for the machzik. It's like a macho. And so too by shutvin, according to the chachamim, they would argue of lezer and yankiv, and they hold ein breira, and two shutvin, each one has a shibud and a schus to mishtamish in the chelik of chaveroi, of his friend. So neither one can have a chazaka, because since the ma'ar is mishtamish in the chelik of the machzik, even though the degree of machzik has rishus, and his land is mishubid for his mishtamshus, and he's allowed to do what he's doing, it still remains like a macho. The whole word of the Ktzois was that in the Shita of Lezim and Yankiv, in Perish Perik HaShutfin, that each Shutif is only the Mishtamish B'Shaloi Midin Yesh Breira, so if the Ma'ar is Mishtamish B'Shaloi, so there is no Machoi, so it's possible to have a Chazaka. That's where the Ktzois says that the other Shutif can have a Chazaka, because the Morakamo, the Ma'ar, is not the Mishtamish in the Chelik of the Mazik whatsoever. So the Fizetz, Miyushav, the Kusha, the Kasha, the Nesivis, and Mishpat, Nesivis. Because in the case that Nesivis is talking about, the Magzik Tainas, that he was kind of the whole Karaka, and he left over for the Baal Mederech, he left him, he has a Schus and a Shiva to go through his Karaka. The Fizetz, the Rajbam, in such a case, is Takin no Chazoka, because the Ma'ar is Takin Mishtamish in the Karaka of the Magzik. And that was the Rishonim's Kasha, and that's what the Rishvita of the Rishbam was, that there's no Chazoka, and that the Rishonim are asking, why Takanat? It's a normal way to leave, to sell a karka and to leave yourself a derech. So although the Rishbam would say it's not a chazaka because the Marakama, the Ma'ar, is coming and being mishtamish in the land that the Machzik claims is completely his own, is the Machzik's, and that would constitute a macha, but the Rishonim are asking that l'chaira, that's not the way of life. The way of normal life is that somebody sells a piece of land or a house and he leaves a derech for himself. So if he leaves a derech for himself, so it shouldn't be considered a macha, it shouldn't be a steer to the chazaka. But on the shak of a tire between the Rashbam and the other Rishonim is understood l'fi the Ktzoyis HaChoshin, as miyushiv, the kasha of the Nesivis. In summary, the sheet of the Bach is that in Shutfin, it's not possible for one to make a chazaka one against the other. But the way the Ktzais understood that Shutfin is different because we're going in the sheet of Lezim and Yankiv that the Yesh Breira, so then only Shutfin could have a chazaka one and the other, because neither the Marakam and the Ma'ar is not going and using the part of the other Shutif. Mashenke Chunig Avoy, the Yisrael Adover is that if the Marakam is using or being coming into the chelik, the land part of the that belongs that the Machzik is claiming is completely his, then has a din of a macha. And the Gemara continues and says the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman is who is the burden of proof that the Marakama was in Shchunig Avoy or that the Machzik has Cheses Gimel Shana went out to Marakama. So that means that the Fipashas Hadvarim, we see before us a chazaka of Gimel Shanim to be mighty the land from the Marakama. And the Marakama wants to be mechadish a taina to be vatal that stomach. Rav Nachman holds that his taina helps to be vatal the chazaka of the machzik, and mainly we say it's bechesen Marakama and zil beroyer achiloscha. He has to bring a ride that he was there, Gimel Shanim kedin. And Rava holds that with his taina he can't be vatal the stomach of the milson. That's what Rava says, I'm meitzim chavei overaya. The lekech is considered the muchzik in the land, in the bayis, even though normally karkas beches baleo imedis and not in the muchzik, but over here, since it's stomach in the milsa, that he has a chazak gemur of gimel shanim, is only tzad not is because the Marakama claims vishchunig avoy havoy, he has to be mechadish, that tiny has to bring a riot to his taina according to Rava. The chazinish, and Evan Ezer, Simonayim Beis, if Katan Zion says it's such a yesoid, that in a taina that's Mishana and Mechadesh Inyan, it has a din of a Maitzi. And the Machzik that stays in the taina that's Maimid, the Dover Alinyonai, Hayadua, is considered like a Muchzik. So over here we can apply the Chazanish's words to our Sugya that Rava claims since the Machzik is in the Karka, Gimel Shanim Kedin, and that's the stomach of the Milsa, so the Marakama that's trying to change that with a taina of Shchunig Avoy Avoy is the Maitzi. And that's what Rava meant when he said, Dina Hachi, HaMaitzi Mechavel Avarai, meaning the Marakama is the Maitzi in this case. The Rashbam says that Rava holds that since the Edom saw the Muchzik Mishdamash Gimel Shanim, we don't have to be Chayshish, maybe the Marakama was there. Lo Shamanu Bilti Hayoim. That means the stuff, like we explained, the stuff in the mill says that he's Mavzi Kedin. The Edom saw the Mavzi living there for 3 years. We don't know the Baal was Bishchunig Avoy. He has to prove it. Tosfos and the Rosh say it a little differently. They say we're talking that there are Edim that the Marakama was Dor Bebayis Hafnimi. He was Takavir. We just don't know Be'ezer Derech Hoya Yoitze. The Reb Shmuel and Ayscheh and other Achrayim of Daik that it's Mashma Tosfos argues under Rishbam. The Shita Tosfos, there has to be speaking there are Edim that he was Dor Bebayis Hafnimi, and otherwise, if there would not be Aden, there wouldn't be such a chashash. You don't have the svar of the Rishbam, she'en lona loch eshoya bailam dar sham, hoyav le shemana bilti ayoyim, because we there are Aden that he was dar b'pnimi. So Taisus holds that even though b'metzias is a real suffix that he was over there, chidar machitzainim, we still would say that the Shitas Rava, that the stum of the milsa is that he has a chazoki gedin. L'chayra, it's a bit schwer to understand Shitas Taisus. Bishleimel, if you're the Rashbam, he's Machzik Gimel Shanim without any different knowledge, and you, the Marakama, want to be Machadesh, that you were there, Bishchunig Avoy, you have to prove it. But according to Taiz, we know the Marakama was there, Bebeis Hapnimi. The question just is, if it was Eiver Derech Olav, it seems it should be a Sofik Be'etzem. How could Rava say that it's Vade Chazoka, and the Marakama has to prove, the burden of proof is on the Marakama, and Amaitz V'chaveil of Araya? Says of Shmuel, that the yisoid of hoyved derech olav is not a chazaka does not mean that there's no chazaka at all in the bias. It means, and that would mean that it's a chazar in the etzim chazaka. It says the achrayim understand that the taina of shchunig avoy havoy that he was hoyved derech olav is a dovert study that's mevatal the chazaka, like the loshen Rishbam ulekach loy mochisi. That means that he doesn't have, not that he doesn't mean that he doesn't have a chazak in the bias at all. It's just that there's a time, there's a reason to be mevatel the chazaka, because he could tie in a lay machisi because I was over derech olav. Or like Loshen Rashbam, Kotzer is ein lecha macha gedele mizu. And therefore, Rava holds that since the Havaras Derech is not Migarei and Etzim Chazaka, it's just a Dovret study, it's Mevatal the Chazaka, so we could still say, even according to Tosfos, that B'stoma we see a Chazaka Lefaneinu, and the Ma'ar wants him Mechadish with his Taina, something which is being Mevatal the Chazaka, the burden of proof is on the Ma'ar. So Shtikal Yishuv for Shitas HaTosfos. The Rif asked Rishem Yesh Mefarshim that Rav himself said in Chavtesim and Aleph that if the Bailam Tainas that he was not, that the Machzik was not there Balaylois, so the Machzik has to bring Edim that he was there even Balayla. And the Achrayim understand, Lachayra, that why didn't the Rif ask from all Cheses Gimel Shanim that the Machzik has to bring a Raya? Why did the Rif Dafka ask from the case of Leilois? Because over there, if the Bailam don't claim that he was not there by night, the Machzik does not have to bring Edim HaLeilois, because since he was Dar B'Yamim, Mistami was Dar B'Leilois. And still we see that Rava Shita is that when the Bailam Taina, he was not there B'Leilois, that he has to bring a Raya, the Machzik has to bring a Raya that he was there B'Leilois. So L'Chayr, the Rif's Kasha is that we see that the Taina of the Morakama Neged, a Stomach the Milsa of the Machzik V'Machzik Adin, is a good Taina. So if that's true, why over here does Rav hold that the taina v'shchunig avoy avoy is not a good taina on the machzik? L'chayra, in the shita of the Rishbam and Tosis, to answer the Rif's kasha, we have to mechalik and say that there's a difference. Over there, by the case of the leilois, there's a real suffix, maybe he was not there by Laila, and that's a chisaron in the etzem maisa chazoka. He did not have gimel shanim shleimois. In the case where there's a suffix in the etzem maisa chazaka, Rava's maida that a tainus bari from the marakama neged that stomach the milsa, of course is maira suffix, and the matzin now is to bring a raya that it was there gimel shanim shleimus b'yayim uvalayla. But in our sugi, like we explained before, even if the marakama was over derech alav, that's not a chisar in the etzem maisa chazaka. There is a chazaka of gimel shanim shleimus. It's just that the Dovret studied him evadal the chazaka. So since the stomach and the milsa is a chazaka kedin, the taina of the marakama cannot be shaver the chazaka, and that's shitas rava that the marakama is the one who has to bring the raya that he was b'shchune gavoy. The Ramban asks in the shita of the Rashbam that holds that avoras derech is evadal chazaka. If that's true, that Havaras Derech and Vatal Chazaka, so the Ramban asks, what's Pshat in Rava? That the Machzik does not have to bring a Raya. L'chayra calls Manch Le'evi Raya. Shezed Dor Levade Le'evi Eide Chazaka. It's missing in the Chazaka. She'en Chazaka Le'mishador in Mabailam. There's no Chazaka if you're living with the Bailam. L'chayra, from the Loshan of the Ramban, as he asked this question on the Rashbam, it's clear that he understood that if the Bailam is over Derech, Olav, of the Machzik, that's not Stam a Chisorin study, which is Mevatel the Chazaka. That's a Chisorin, the Etzem Maisa Chazaka. It ain't Chazaka Lemishador in a Bailam. There's no Chazaka if you live together with the Bailam. And therefore, the Ramban asked that the Wa'iv, according to Unrots, Pshan and Ravel, if he cheats the Rishbam, why doesn't the Machzik have to bring a Raya? As long as he doesn't have a Raya, he doesn't have Edi Chazaka. But the way we explained it, we could really fend for the Ramban's Kasha that Rava was in the Shitas Rashbam. Rava held that not knowing what Shchunig Avoy, you have a Cheses Gimel Shana Be'etzem. The Taina of Shchunig Avoy Avoy is not a Taina that there's no Chazaka. It's Chsar and Etzem Ma'isa Chazaka. It's just a David study to Mevatel the Chazaka. So Meila, Rava is right in claiming that the Marakam is the one who has to bring the Raya. Then Ruki Yosef only asks the first Shaila in the Ramban and the Rashbam, not the second Shaila. The first Shaila was that how could you say that the fact that he's over Derech Alov, why is that a Chisar and Chazaka? When a person sells a field, he's usually Meshayar Derech Le'atzmai. He doesn't ask the second Kasha that Havara's Derech is not, that if he's Havara's Derech, there's Chisar and Chazaka, and what's Pshat in Rava that the Marakam has to prove that Shchunig Avoy Havoy. Only the first question he asks, not the second question. It's mashma. The Bach and Simon Zion is medayik from this. That the Muki Yosef only asked the first kasha in the Rabban, not the second kasha. That Akarch, the Muki Yosef holds that Avaras Derech is not called a dira. So it's not the pshat that you're living together with the Marakama. So you just, therefore, the Muki Yosef only asks that why is there a chisarn in the chazok of the Magzik with that the Marakama is over Derech Alav, l'chayr, that's normal. That a person in the Marakama should be over Derech Alav, like a person sells a field and leaves Mishai L'atzmai Derech, so Mimela, Rava Shita is Taka good. Why the Marakam has to prove it? The Kasha just is Taka, why isn't a perfect Chazaka? What's the Taina Bechlal of the Marakama? That's why the Mukiyos only asked that Kasha. The Bach learns that the Ramban, who did ask both kashes, was asking b'derech m'manam shach. Either the Marakama is taka being mishtamish mamish with the machzik. So then he asks, which is the second question, what's pshat and rava? If he's mishtamish with the machzik, not just over derech love, it's a real ishtamshus, or havaras derech is called a ishtamshus. So why does rava say that the machzik doesn't have to bring a raya that he was machzik there alone? To have chesed gimel shana. L'chayra, all of a raya, because it's a chesaron and etzim chazaka. Or, manav shach, elama, you'll tell me the marakama, only a derech, and the derech is not called a ishtamshus, he was not mishtamish, or that's not called a ishtamshus, so then it's shver taka, what's the chisar in the chazaka? It's normal to sell a house, and in mishaya derech, all of, to leave over a derech for yourself. So the kasha, according to the Bach, of the Ramban, the kasha of the Ramban, according to the Bach, is a kasha b'derech, mimanav shach. The ktsois, in Simen Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Zion, asks in the Bach that L'chayra, that's not the issue over here. Everybody's maskim that for some reason Derech Mevatel the Chazaka. The Rabban, his first Kasha asks why, but even Rav is Ma'idah that Derech is Mevatel Chazaka. Shchunig Avoy Avoy, if it would be clear that was true, it would be Mevatel Chazaka of the Machzik. The Machlaikis between Rav and Rav Nachman, the Sugya, is who has to prove what? Not if it is Mevatel Chazaka or not. Rav is Ma'idah to Rav Nachman, the Ikra Adin. Havoras Derech is Mevatel Chazaka. The Machlaikis between Rav and Rav Nachman is Amil Avi Raya. That Rav holds that the Marakama is to bring a Raya, and Rav Nachman holds the Machzik is to bring a Raya. So Ibazai, the Ramban, had a good Kasha, that the Machzik should have to bring a Raya, that he is Machzik, Kedin. He doesn't have a chazaka, unless, like we explained, that it's not a chisaron in the chazaka, it's in begeder macho. The Emes, the Chasam Sefer Taka says, is mevar the kavan of the Bach, that the Rishonim hold that the feet shitzer ajbam, havar's derech is not mevatel chazaka, it's only really like a macho. And therefore, Rava said, since the chazaka atzim is kedin, there's only a suffix if there was a macho, mitzad and ma'ar, so therefore, ala bailim, lohavi raya. So then, it's Taka miyushiv, the shita of the Rashbam, alibe the habach, that the Yisrael hadvaras derech is not a chisar netzim chazaka, it's only begeder macho. So Rav Atake holds that you have a chazaka here, to shayla this macho. So mail it from the Morakamel of Yirayan, not in the machzik, not a suffering netzim macho. And that's the Rebach meant in the Pshat and the Ramban, that the kasha was in Manoshoch. Manoshoch was either the Morakamel is there and there's no chazaka, then it's Taka Shver Rav. Elama, you say that he was not there, he's only ever derech alav, so then it's only like a macho, so then it's a Shver Rav Nachman, the chariz begeder macho, so then there's no the zikha that the Marakam has to bring the raya and not the machzik. The Ramban and Rabbein Yoina learn a different mahalach in the sugi of Shchunei Gavoi. They tied Shchunei Gavoi to mean a mokim rochik, a place far away. And we're just talking that the Bailan, the Ma'ar Tain, is that he was a mokim rochik, and therefore he did not hear the chazaka, and that's why he didn't Meichah. He was not Meichah because he had no reason to be Meichah. He did not know that there was a Chazaka at all. Or he wasn't able to be Meichah because the Macho is not Nishmas B'mokim Cheir. I think where it says later in the Flam and Ches that it's not a Chazaka unless he's Imoy B'medina. The Machzik Tain is that the Baal was not B'mokim Rochik and therefore should have made a Macho. On this, Rav Nachman says the Machzik has to be a Raya that the Baal was B'mokim Koriv. Because since he tainas that Rishlom Yifonei Yechzakti is as if he tainas there's no chazaka here whatsoever. And Rava holds that no, it's as if he for sure has a chazaka, because he was machzik properly. And it's on the Morakama to bring a raya that he was Be'eretz Merchakim. The Ramban says, Aloshin, the Rav Nachman is medami to edus on the chazaka itself. And Rava is medami to edus on macho. Now, L'chayra, it's mashim from the Loshin, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that Rav Nachman and Rava argue in this chisaron when he tainas v'eretz merchakim ayisi, I was far away and I did not hear the chazaka. Rav Nachman holds that's a chisaron in the etzim chazaka, and therefore the machzik has to be a raya that he was closer. And Rava holds it's not a chisaron in the etzim chazaka, it's just like a macho. The aura on this is that the Gemara later on Lamed Amad Aleph is medamba the machlekes of Shchunei Gavoi to machlekes agabe nichsid var sisin. And l'chayr, in the sheets of Ramban Ben Yoina, if this is the machlokes, then it only has to do with cheses gimel shanim. We say stomach and milsa the karkas and medes with cheses gimel shanim. But what's the shaychus to the case of nixi the varasisin? The only way we could explain the tushta l'chayr is to say that the side of the machlokes of Nachman and Ravi is that where something is a stomach and milsa,
does it help a taina against it? Nachman holds that it helps a taina the marakama neged the stomach the milsa to matzrich to bring a raya, and therefore it's all a maxi lovi raya. And Rav holds no, since the stomach and milsa is cheses gimel shanim, so therefore the it's all a marakama to bring a raya, and that would be the tushdal also the case nixi bar sisin, which was assumed that it was nixi the bar sisin. But if the machlekes over here is if a taina veretz merchakim is a chsarin in etzim chazaka or it's a din like a macha, so lechayr then it's shrei shrei the tushdel to nichsei devar sisin. The rishayim paskin lahalacha like Rav Nachman legabi Rava. So mele ledina if the ma'ar taina is used veretz merchakim it's al amafik lavi raya. But the Rosh and Simon Vav paskins that the Ma'ar has to bring a raya. Turin Shulchan Aruch Simon Kufman Gimel also paskin like the Rosh that the Ma'ar has to bring a raya that he was far away. Otherwise, he has a proper chazaka. The Losh and the Rosh is that since the Masik was Hechzik Beshufi for Gimel Shonim and the chazaka is Nishmas Afilo Medina Acheres, so all of Levar it's on the Marakama to prove that he was Mokim, that he did not hear the chazaka, or that his Macho would not be Nishmas if he would be Meicha. The Ktsais and Simen Kuf Mem Gimels of Cotton Bay says it's Mavur from the Rosh that if the Bailam Taine didn't hear the Chazaka at all, then the Mazik has to bring a Raya. Because if he didn't hear the Chazaka, that's a Chisar in the Etzim Chazaka. If he may die carefully, the Loshna Rosh is that he has to bring a Raya only that his Macho would not be Nishmas. But if he didn't hear the Chazaka at all because he's far away, then that's a Chisar in the Etzim Chazaka, and then the Mazik would have to prove that he was closer. The din of the Rosh is only where the Chazaka was Nishmas, and the Shaila was the Macho Nishmas or not. When the Marakama says the Macho is not able to be Nishmas, so the Marakama has to bring that Raya. But the Sma says that from the Rosh is that even if he tainas, he did not hear the chazaka, the marakam has also been neman and he has to is not neman and he has to bring a raya. Although we would be able to argue and say that he's claiming that there's no chazaka, the Sma understood that even in that case, the Rosh held that the marakama is the one who has to bring a raya. The Rav Chanan the Kevitz Yurim Sim Kuvdal says the Rabban and the Rosh are also the shitosam in the side of the tam of chazaka. According to the Rabban, the tam of chazaka is a hechach of the shtikas abaylam. So the mokim that you can't be meicha, that's a chisar in the guf of chazaka. There's no hechach that the mazik is the bailam, and therefore the mazik has to prove that there was an availability for the marakam to be meicha. Otherwise, it's missing in his etzim chazaka. The Rosh Hashitosei, the Tam of Chazaka is the Chanes Chazal, so the Shtikas HaBailam is not a chelik of the Atzim Chazaka. It's just that if he can't be Meicha, that's a bitl in the Chazaka. So then the Ma'ar is the one who has to bring a Raya. But I'll call upon him when they come out that the Ma'ar's comparison between the case of Shmuni Gavoy and Bar Sisin is because the Yisoida Machloikes of Rav and Rav Nachman Shmuni Gavoy is of a fi Ra'is HaDvorim. It's near Lefoneinu that there was a Cheskes Gimel Shanim and the land left the Marakama and went to the Machzik. That's the stum of the Milsa, that the Machzik is the Muchzik in the land. It's just that the Marakama wants to be Mechadish that there's no Chazaka or there's a Machon Chazaka because he was with Shmuni Gavoy. That's a tiny negative stum of the Milsa. And Rav Nachman holds that even though there's a stum of the Milsa, we still have the Marakama still believed. The time is my favorite, but Shmuni Gavoy, it's a good time to Meir Sofik neged that stomach. And Rava holds it does not help a tiny neged the stomach in the Milsa. And that the Rava says, it means Lafia near the carcass is belonging to the Machzik, so the Marakama has to prove otherwise. And that is Gemara's comparison to Bar Sisin also, because over there also if he pashes advarim, this carcass bechlal nichse the Bar Sisin. People call it the land of Bar Sisin. Stomach was Bar Sisin, the border from Bar Sisin. Like the Rishbam says, v'nirin advarim shalafikach nikras kain. That's why it's called that shekhanu bei Bar Sisin. So if the moicha wouldn't tie in anything, we would take on for a pashas that this carcass is included in the mechira. The moicha wants the mechadish with his tain and negative stomach and the milsa. So then it has to chayr. The Gemara's kasha has to be lehepach that according to Rav Nachman should help the Tain of the Marakama negative stomach, and according to Rav, it should not help the Tain of the Marakama negative stomach. She reminded the Karanka Becheskas Halakeach is a Muzik Mikayach this stomach, and that's the aside of the Dimyoin between Nichse the Vasisin to Shchune Gavoy. In the new Pirush Ran al Rif, there's a Mechudish Tikka Pshat in our Sugya. He says, Pshat in our Sugya, that the machlokes of Rav and Rav Nachman is if you go achar haroiv to be moitzi karka miyad hamachzikoi. That means that Rava holds by Shchuni Gavoy, since Al Piroiv, the Balakarka, is not too far away, he's going in the Shita like the Rabban, that Shchuni Gavoy means that he claims that he's far away, he denied the Chazaka, but that's against the Roiv. So, even though the rule normally is like Shmuel, that ain't Oilchen Mamun Acha Roiv, that's only to be Maitzi Mamun. But over here, even though Karka Beches Baleo, I met us, and the Mukzik normally is Navar Kama, but to be Mukim, the land, Biyad HaMachzik, that's not called Afukim Mamina. That's just called Ukme Mamina. It's not Mamish Daimon to be Maitzi Mamun, and therefore you go Basar Roiv. And Rav Nachman holds that even in such a case, in Hoichel Mamun Acha Roiv, because there's a din, Karka Beches Baleo, I met us, and we still say that the Marakama is the Mukzik. And that's the Gemara's comparison to the case of Bar Sisson. Over there, also Roiv of the lands is called Bar Sisson, Al Shem Bail Marishainim. And still, Rava said he's Ukum Yod the Meicher. So the Gemara thought that even though the Kaima Arbach Yod Lakeach, you go in Hoichel Mamun Acha Roiv, and that's the Gemara's Kasha, that doesn't stim. And Rav Nachman is Ukum Yod Lakeach, because he holds Mamun Acha Roiv even in such a case. And the Gemara's Deicha, the Avadir of Nachman holds in Hoichel Mamun Acha Roiv, and Rava holds that you Hoichel, like the Gemara's case, Shuni Gavoy, and Bar Sisson, the Pshat and Rava is, because the Meicher is Koi Benichse. And Pshat and Rav Nachman is called Meicher Rami Liglui, like the Gemara explains. But this is a Mechudish Tikkun Pshat and now Gemara, that the Iker Machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman is, if we could say in our case that we do go Basa Roiv, or even in this case, you have to apply the rule of Ein Oilchem Mamun Acha Roiv, because the Marakama is the Mukzik. Towards the second half of the Amud, the Gemara brings a case of Shukei Broi, where the Marakama taines on the Machzik that he was B'Shukei Broi Havoi, and therefore he was not Moiche. And the Machzik says, V'isli Sadi D'chol Shata Hava'osin T'losin Yoyim, Mavedis, that you came every 30 days, Omolei, T'losin Yoyim for 30 days, V'Shukoi Havetrin, the 30 days that I came, I was Torah in the Shuk. Rishbam learns in his first Pshat that the taine of Shukei Broi is that he was Be'eretz Marchakim. He was far away, and therefore it's a makim she'en mashiyos mitzuis, and he did not hear the chazaka. This is daimed to the way the Ramban explains the sugi of Shchuni Gavoy, that the Marakama taina is that he was b'makim rochik, and he did not hear the chazaka, and that's why he was not moicha. Lamaisa, the Ramban, in the earliest sugi by Shchuni Gavoy, passes like Rav Nachman, that the machzik has to bring a raya that the Marakama was b'makim koriv, that he could hear the chazaka and be moicha. And if the machzik does not bring a raya, then he does not have a chazaka. But the Rosh over here, in our sugin, Simon Vav, paskins, that the Marakama is the one who has to bring a raya that he was Be'eretz Merchakim, that he was far away and did not hear the chazaka. If he does not bring a raya, then the machzik has a proper chazaka. And the Rosh learns in our sugya, Shukei Broi, they were talking about where it was a Dover Yadua that the Marakama Be'emes was Be'eretz Merchakim. He was far away. If it wasn't Yadua that he was Be'eretz Merchakim, then it would be the Marakama's Chiyuv to bring a Raya that he was Be'eretz Merchakim. So the sugya is talking about where we know such a thing. The Kavit Shurim and Kusimim Ois Kuvdalad, early we had brought this down, explained that the Machloik is the Shitasim and the Yisoid of the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. That according to the Ramban, the Iker Raya is only Mitzad, the Marakama not being Moicha, and therefore until you have a proof that he was Be'eretz Merchakim, there is no Chazaka. Mashenk, and according to the Rosh, since Cheskes Gimel Shonim is Dachanas Chazal, so the Machzik already has a Chazaka, unless the Marakama can bring a Raya that there was a Macha. The Rajb over here asks that the Fidesh Rabban's Pshat and Shuni Gavoy, Rav is really soicer himself. There's a steer in Rav. Because over here, Rav says that din is with the Marakama. That the Marakama is Neman to say that he was B'shuke Broi Havoy, he was far away, and he did not hear the Chazaka. And the Machzik doesn't have a Chazaka. But by Shuni Gavoy, Rav Tain is that din is with the Machzik. That Adrav, the Ma'aras, the Mechiach, that he was, Mimokim Rochik. L'chair, it's a steer in Rav. The Rajba answers that over here we're talking with the Machzik is Maida that the Marakama was B'Shukei Broi. So if the Machzik admits the Marakama was Be'eretz Merchakim and did not hear the Chazaka, so then the burden of proof is on the Machzik, not on the Marakama. The Marakama is Taken Nemot. Meni Yaina, it's brought in the Shitin Kabetzes, and the end of Daf Chav Tesson and Beis, asks that then the Machzik should be Nemot Amigu. Because he could have said that the Marakama Be'emes was living over here and he wasn't Be'eretz Merchakim. It's only because of the Hoidah of the Machzik that the Marakama's Be'eretz Merchakim was far away and did not hear the Chazaka that the Marakama's believed. But if not for the Hoidah of the Machzik, then in the Marakama would have to prove that he was Be'eretz Merchakim. So L'chari should have a migu that he was here, Cheskes Gimel Shonim, and that he would L'kuchi B'yod, that he bought it from the Marakama.
Rabbi Yehuda answers that it's not a good migu, because since it's a milsa davida liglui, it's something which will eventually become known to the Bnei Ha'ir that he was not living here. So therefore, he couldn't have tainan and said that the Marakama was nimtza kan. It's obvious that the Marakama was Beretz Merchakim, and the Hidah of the Machzik that the Marakama was Beretz Merchakim is really just admitting to something that everybody would have found out anyway, even without the Marakama's Hidah, without the Machzik's Hidah, and therefore the Machzik does not have a Migu. The Rashbam says another pshat, B'shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the Tain of Shuki Beroi is not that he did not hear the Chazaka, but since he was busy with the Shuk, he didn't have a chance to be Meicha. Which means, according to the first pshat in the Rashbam, the story is that he did not hear the Chazaka because he was Mokim She'en HaShiras Metzuyis, or his Rashas HaCherum, and even when he was in the Shuk, he was so torud that he did not hear the Chazaka, and that's why the Marakam was not Meicha. So there's no Chazaka Bechlal. This, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Yisoid is that he heard the Chazaka, but he did not have a chance to be Meicha. He was not ponui to be Meicha. The Rishbam does not like the second pshat because it seems a doichik that if that doesn't take that much time to go ahead and make a macho. We know chavra isle v'chavra the chavra isle, just make a macho b'fnei shnayim, and automatically they would become known to the machzik. It's so difficult to make a macho that it's possible to learn that he was tored b'shuk v'loy hoy le p'nai limchis af b'shi adaiti. The Rishbam says ve'enay nira be'enay. And the tour in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel adds that he does claim that he doesn't have time to be meicha is not a taina. It's very easy to be meicha b'fnei shnayim. But the Chayra in the Gemara later in Daf Lamed Ches Toisus Diramaskel Macho says clearly that the Marakama always hears a chazaka wherever he is, even Be'eretz Merchakim. It's just that Macho is not nishmas l'mirochik. It's not heard from far away. So l'chayr, l'shitas ha-taisis, and daf lamed ches, we can't learn in our sugi that the Marakama did not hear the chazaka, because Taisis says clearly that the Marakama always hears the chazaka, even if he's far away. It's only a shayla if the machoz be able to be heard from far away or not. The Peres Yosef takes ma'ir this, and he says, if he divya taisis l'kamon, that the chazaka is nishmas, l'mirochik, and not the macho, so then l'halocha, we don't pass him like Rava in our sugya. Because Be'emes, there is a tain in the ma'ar, why wasn't he ma'ir? Because he heard the chazaka. And there's no teretz of a shukoi havi teridna. The Tumim in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Aleph is mefarish that you have to say according to Shitza Toisvus that the pshat in our sugi is like the second pshat of the Rashbam, like the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Marakama Avada heard the Chazok, that somebody's being machzik in his field, but he didn't have a chance to be Meicha Lehoye Lepnai Limzchois. So that means that Toisvus would be the Shitas, now the Rashbam argues in Toisvus, Naflam Ches calls the Shitas in his first pshat over here in our sugi. The Ktsois in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sifkot Nalos Mefarsh Libidat Toisvus that you have to say that he was so torrid in the Shuk that he forgot that he had a deer from the Chazaka, and that's why he wasn't Meicha. So that means that Avada Toisvus Gerech Naflam Ad Ches, that even if you're Beretz Merchakim Avada, you hear the Chazaka is Nishmas Namirochik. And we don't have to learn that he didn't have a chance to be Meicha. We can learn that Meshukoyav Trinna means that he was so torrid that he forgot Bechlali a deer of the Chazaka, and that's why he was not Meicha. But not that he didn't have a chance to be Meicha. That's Taka, not a Taina, the way the Rishbam says, that's very easy to be Meicha. He just did not hear the Chazaka. In summary, we have three ways to learn the Shita Satoisvis on Daf Lamed Ches that holds that the Marakama always hears the Chazaka from Merchakim. Either in a Chanami, it's Taka Stira to our Gemara, and we have to say like that we paskin l'halocha, not like our sugya, and therefore there's a tain in the Marakama that should have been Meicha because he always hears the Chazaka. Or we have to say that Tais Naflam and Ches, like the Tumim learns like the second pshat in the Rishbam, that the Marakama heard the Chazaka, and the only tain that he has is that he didn't have a chance to be Meicha, lehoi lepnai limchais. Or the third malach was like the Ktsois, that he explains, Shitzat Taisvis Anuch Achidish, that Avada, he heard the Chazaka, and he knew about it. But when he came and he was tired in the Shuk, he was so involved that he forgot completely from his idea of the Chazaka, and that's why he was not Meicha. But not because he didn't have a chance to be Meicha, not he didn't have a p'nai to be Meicha, but he totally forgot that somebody's being masking in his field. In the Lashon of the Rosh, you can be Ma'ir, that in the beginning he says like the Rashbam, that he did not hear the Chazaka, which sounds like he is Mefarish at the first Pshat of the Rashbam, that Be'eretz Merchakim is the taina of the Murakami, who's far away, Beretz Merchakim, he didn't have the chazaka. But the end of the Lashon of the Rosh is Mashin de Be'emes, the chazaka is taka nishmas lo mirochik. Like Shid Satois and Aflam and Ches, it's just that the macho is not nishmas. Because he says, the Murakami has to be a Ryan, that in macho also nishmas. It's mash like Divya Toysis, that really the chazaka is always nishmas, a feeling walking rochik. So Ebazoi, it's shver, why wasn't he moichim when he came to the Shukot Tosin Yemim? So you have to say, like the other truths, like we're saying, Alibada Toysis, also in the Shitas Hadrosh. Then Mukiyos is medayik from the Lashna Gemara. That the Gemara ends and says the Marakama Tainas Kol Shato have a osis. The Machzik says the Marakama Kol Shato every year have a osis Tlos Nyemim. You come for 30 days, and the Marakama says back Tlos Nyemim Mishukoy Avitirin. Those 30 days, I was busy in the market, and either I did not didn't hear the Chazaka, or I didn't have a chance to be meich like different Shatim of the Rashbam. The Mukiyos Medayik, that it sounds like the whole taina of the Machzik and the Marakama is because he came every year. That means the Iker would be that the Marakama was there at the end of the 3 years. And if he was there at the end of the 3 years and he was not Meicha, then I have a Chazaka. But the fact that he came at the beginning of the 3 years, that's not a taina of the Marakama why he wasn't Meicha. Because on that, the Marakama could say that Adayin Yesh Li Pnai Limchas, I still have a chance to be Meicha. That means La Halacha would come after if the Marakama was in a place that he could be Meicha in the beginning of the Cheskes Gimel Shanim, the beginning of the 3 years, and he was not Meicha, that's not a tain on him. And even if at the end of the 3 years now, it happened the Oinus that he had to go to a very, very far away place, and from there he can't be Meicha, then Taka Nechanami, the Machzik went out of a Chazaka. Because the fact that the Marakama knew about the Chazaka in the beginning, and he even was here, is able to be Meicha, it's not a tain on him. He could go ahead and say that I'll be Meicha later on, when I went towards the end of the 3 years. And at the end of the 3 years, it's also not a tain on him why he wasn't Meicha, because Taka was a real Oinus. He couldn't be Meicha. So then there would not be a Chazaka. The Ran and the Rabban also agree to this chiddush of the Nemuki Yosef. The Ktsais and Simon Kufmem Gimel Sif Katan Beis compares the din of the Nemuki Yosef to the halachis of tefillah, of davening. If a person feels that he still has time for this man tefillah and he pushes off the time for davening and then he forgets at the last moment, the halacha is that he's a oinis legabi tefillah because we done the ending like we done the ending by us. Just like by us, the Nemuki Yosef says that he's considered an oinus at the end of the period of 3 years, and therefore there is no chazaka. So too, legabi tefillah, he's an oinus because he thought he still has time to daven, and at the end he forgot. So at the end, that he was an oinus, that's a proper oinus. You don't say that, why didn't you daven earlier? At that time, he still had time to daven, he could daven later. And when he forgot, he was an oinus. The Ktsais asks, and the Muki Yosef, the Lashitasai, why does the Gemara have to tell us that the Marakama says, Bashuke Broy Hayisi? Why does he have to say that he was far away? He was Shuke Broy. He could have taina that at the end of Gimel Yir, at the end of Gimel Shanim, he was Takatard Bashuk and he forgot Limchais. He could say that he knew about the Chazaka the entire time. In other words, like Chitza Taisvis, that for sure the Marakama hears the Chazakim from far away. It just is Machos, not Nishmas. So he could say that really I knew about the Chazaka, or I was not far away, but I was Bashukoy, I was Tirinda, and I couldn't make a macho because I was so tired. I forgot about the chazaka at the end of the 3 years. I was an oinus. So why did he have to say bechlal dinus beretz mechakim? Just say that he was an oinus at the end of the 3 years. So the Ktsais explains that the Nebuki Yosef is going to the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim that the Rambam brings, where the Marakama taina is that Meshukoya Vatirinna means not that he did not hear the Chazaka. Avadi heard the Chazaka. His taina is only that he never chanced to be Meicha because he was Torah in the Shuk. So Mamela, according to that sheet, Davka, if you're an Oinus Gomor at the end of the 3 years, then you say that it's not a Chazaka because he was saying to be Meicha Lebesayf. Mashenkin and the seer with Gimel Shan and Rishenis, he was in a place that he could be Meicha, so they're not Seimach on this Oinus at the end, that he had no Pnai Limachais, unless it will be a real Oinus Gomer all 3 years, like Meshukei Broi Yisi. So then he could Taina that he had no time, he didn't have a chance to be Meicha. That means that the Taina of Ainli Pnai Limachais is not such a strong Taina. You only Makabal that Taina in Mokim where the Shan and Rishenis, you also weren't able to be Meicha. But if the Shan and Rishenis were able to be Meicha, then you can't just say Ainli Pnai. And lipnai limchais. Bam is the fee the first malach of the Rashbam, the Ktsais is kash and the Mukiyos doesn't even begin. Because if the whole din of the sugya of Shukabroya Yisi is that the Marakam is tiny, he never heard the Chazaka, But if he would taka have heard the chazaka, then there's taka no taina that he didn't have a chance to be meicha. So then enechanami, we have to say shuk broya, you see, because if he wouldn't say he's far away and didn't know the chazaka, then he would have no excuse not to be meicha. Ah, he was tired. There's no excuse that you were tired. You could always be meicha. It's very easy to be meicha. It's only the way we explain if yishit satayis nafam adches, and maybe there's rush also that the chazaka is always nishmas lemirochik. You always hear the chazaka, and the sugi is talking about legabi the macha, that the macha is not nishmas, and therefore you have to explain one of the ways, at least the Ktzais understood, that the pshat in this yesh mefarshim is that when you came into town, you were so tired b'shuk that you totally forgot about the chazaka, and that's why you weren't meicha. So then that's a tain of shukim bro yisi. So on that, the Ktzais tain is, so then why do you have to be far away the first beginning of 3 years? Why can't you just go ahead and say that at the end of the 3 years you were so tired that you forgot the chazaka? And on that, the Ktzais has to answer and say that that's not a taina unless you were far away also. We can't, that's not a perfect dainus. It's only if there's a perfect dainus, then it makes no difference where you were the first beginning of the chazaka. But if it's not a perfect dainus, it's just a taina that you were tired b'shuk up until the point that you forgot that the person singing even being maxing, and that's why you weren't meicha, that's only a taina if you could also say that b'shuk ebroi yisi, that I was far away and I wasn't able to be meicha until now.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.